Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We weren't very good at all, and some of it was they were getting into third and manageable situations, and that goes back to winning first and second down. So thought Bobby and the defensive staff did a great job at halftime, you know, addressing it and then making some adjustments. And I think we came out better in the second half and played a little bit more our style defense and were a little bit more aggressive and just playing and, you know, just having some fun out there as opposed to waiting and reacting to what they were doing.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. By the way, on the intro, you heard some plays. Of course, Chris Brown on the play-by-play on the Buffalo Bills radio network. That's where those calls came from, of course. Hey, head over to WGR550.com and enter for your chance to win a Blackstone 2-burner black outdoor LP gas griddle just in time for tailgate season, courtesy of Value Home Centers. Sal Capaccio back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And of course, on a Monday, it is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show, Northwest Bank. For what's next, everybody getting involved, you're getting involved. We've had some great calls so far. We want to keep those rolling. 803-0550. All I ask on a Monday, as I have for many years, you and me together for 2 hours, make a contribution to the show, give a call, give your thoughts. The floor is yours. It's your time to ask a question, to complain about something, to praise something, whatever you want, okay? Just always ask. Just make a contribution. Be intelligent. We're not, you know, it's a Monday week one. We're not firing everybody. We're not putting people in the Hall of Fame. Although Greg Rousseau looked like one hell of a player yesterday, I'll tell you that. Let's go to Anthony in New York City. What's going on, Anthony?
Now, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Listen, I'm happy we won the game yesterday, but with a short turnaround coming Thursday night and having to go down to Miami and playing that heat, that two of my try to explode our defense, being a short week and our defense might still be tied.
Yep. I mean, that's going to be tough, right? There's no doubt, Anthony. It's going to be tough. They're going to the Bills have planned for this. You know, they understand. They have sports science. They have trainers. They have a plan, and you know, to put in place to keep guys, you know, hydrated as much as possible. And obviously, a couple of years ago, we know what happened down there in Miami. It is going to be not, you know, it's not going to be 90 degrees. It's going to be at night, so that's good. But it's going to be a tough game, and it looks like possibly a game without Taron Johnson. And that's tough to deal with, too, because of all the different things the Dolphins do. Jalen Waddle, of course, tough to defend. The Bills are going to have a tough one in Miami. The good news is, even if you drop it, and, you know, you want to win the game, of course, you know, you're still 1-1. You come back home. You have 12 days after that, 11 days, to get ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars in a night game at home. And, you know, you have an opportunity to get right back at it and get to 2-1. This game, that's why this game yesterday was so big. This game yesterday was so big because of the long-term kind of schedule and the way it unfolds. Hey, we got a bunch of open phone lines right now, so give a call. Josh will pick up. You can talk to him. He'll get you on my screen. I'll get you on the air. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jeff in Cheektowaga. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Sam. What's going on? I just wanted to say, Greg Russo, he's probably the best run defensive end I've ever seen as a Bills defender. I thought Shaq Lawson was really good at that. There's a reason why Lawson lasted so long in the league is because he was a great run defender. But I just think if he gets the pass rush thing, he's going to be Bruce Smith. I mean, he's going to be a terrorizer. He's going to totally change games from that position. They were right yesterday when they said they should have re-upped his contract before that game because he's going to make money.
Yeah, but hold on. They don't have to do that. Yeah. He's under contract for 2 more years. They do not have to do that right now.
Right. And then the other thing is the guys like Dane Jackson, mm-hmm. Ingram, they're so good at Lewis, finding these guys that can play any position and step in, and it feels like you didn't lose anything. Like, yep. It's unreal how good they are and how physical all three of those guys have been. I mean, Ingram looks just like, I mean, the guy look like Lewis, just nasty, dirty. He's going to get, you know, he's going to stick you. And I just love how they play football. I do.
You got it, Jeff. Let me touch on a couple things. I know you're super excited, but we cannot put Greg Russo in the same sentence as Bruce Smith. I know he was great yesterday. Bruce Smith is arguably the greatest defensive end to ever play the game, with all apologies to Reggie White and Deacon Jones and the other greats that have come along the way. Bruce is, to me, the greatest player in franchise history. That's not to disrespect Greg Russo. But he is an excellent run defender. I agree. And yesterday, 3 sacks. Greg Russo coming out of the game, tied for the league lead in sacks with 3. Tied because Alante Taylor of the Saints also had 3 sacks yesterday against the Carolina Panthers. So Russo and Taylor both with 3 sacks on the young season in week 1. Yeah, I mean, that's... What did I just say a little while ago? We're not putting anybody in the Hall of Fame right now, right? It's one game. Greg Russo did look pretty darn good yesterday. You can't talk about him as Bruce Smith. Here's the deal on this contract. The reason I cut you off there, Greg, to just because, listen, I don't know who was saying, there was scuttlebutt about, oh, they should have extended him. You don't need to do that. He's under contract for 2 more years. You have his fifth-year option next year. You've already exercised. He's guaranteed $13 million or so next year. The time to extend. Now, you could do it. The Bills could say, oh, my God, let's just do it now. That's great, because then they've cost certainty. If the Bills were to extend Greg Russo now, it wouldn't be because they don't want to lose him, because there's no danger of that. It would be because they want cost certainty even beyond next year, 2025. So what they can do is, to me, wait till the offseason, then you extend him so you can lower that guaranteed $13 million. It's a no-brainer to me. You lower it $5, $6 million, you give him a nice extension, and then you clear that kind of money from the cap, and then you're also in a good spot. Question is how much he's going to make. He did earn himself a lot of money yesterday, and hopefully continually and beyond. Walter in Toronto, good to hear from you, Walter.
Hey, Sal, how you doing?
Good,
it's exciting that football season started, and I was at the game yesterday, and, you know, it's incredible how loud that building can get. You know, as much as I'm looking forward to the new stadium, I'm gonna miss the old one. But
well, listen, I will tell you, the new one is designed to be even louder.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it.
Oh, there you go.
You kind of talked about defense, and you kind of hit the nail right on the head. So I just want to shift over a bit. I love the way the Bills are spreading the ball around. I think that's a very good sign. What are your impressions of Coleman? I mean, not just on the field, but I mean, you're on the sidelines there. You can give us a scoop. Did he look good? Did he look happy? Like, or is he more like, oh my God, what am I doing here? Type of thing, you know.
I mean, I think he just fit right in. He didn't look out of place. He drew a couple penalties. I know there was one down the field. There was another one later. But here's what I saw with Keon. Exactly what I saw in training camp, which is, remember in training camp, Walter, you listen to the show, you know that every day, I would say the guy makes one highlight reel catch every day. He makes one highlight reel catch every day. And it's not like he's catching every pass or every ball thrown to him, but and that's what he did yesterday. He actually wound up the Bills' leading receiver, 4 catches, 51 yards. But it wasn't his volume. It was the one catch down the field that set up that touchdown. So that's what I saw from him, a highlight reel catch where he has his body control and in perfect position to make it. And I think you're going to see a lot of that from him this year.
Well, great adjustment on his part.
That's right.
I think you have to pull back. But yep. One last thing, I'm happy for Joe. He's moved on. Maybe I should say moved over to the morning show. But, you know, I do miss you and Joe, and sometimes I call in sort of banter about hockey. And I'm wondering if you and Joe can do a bit of that.
Of course. Yeah, I could still do that with you. Of course I can. And we're getting ready for Sabres season. In fact, 1 month from tomorrow is the home opener.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
October 10th against the LA Kings. There you go.
No, good point. That's right. Well, all the best, Sal. I'll be calling in.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, Walter. Always appreciate you up there. Let's go to Mark in Rochester. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call, bud.
Yep, you got it.
Hey, so two quick things, and you touched on one of them. Khalil Shakir, you know, that one play he made, he didn't take it for a touchdown, but it reminded me of the play that he made in the playoff game against Pittsburgh where he just brushed off a would-be tackle and got an extra 10, 15 yards. The guy's incredible, man, for his size. I think that's going to be the go-to guy this year. Without a doubt, I think that's going to be Josh's security blanket if he has one. But the guy that stood out to me, and it was after Jaren Johnson got hurt and they put in Cam Lewis, and I'm like, oh, great, you know, TJ's out, you know, this is going to hurt. That dude stepped in and they didn't miss a beat, man. And what I loved what he was doing is he was dipping that shoulder to get underneath those big offensive linemen to get in there and just make a play. I mean, that you talk about that next man up mentality. That was it right there, man.
I had a caller, Mark. Do you remember? I don't know if you were listening. A few weeks ago, somebody called this radio station on this show and said, the Bills aren't tough enough. I mean, come on. How can you watch these guys and say something like that? I mean, a guy like Taron Johnson, who is tough as nails, and oh, my God, how does he play that position the way he does? And then to bring in a guy like Cam Lewis, who's just as tough and just sticks his body on the line on every play is amazing.
And, you know, that's what I love about Dean and McDermott. they find these guys, man. Whether they're at UB, I don't care if they're at Buff State, man. They find these guys. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounds, and you're like, really, this guy? And then the next thing you know, he's a stud.
Yeah,
he's,
well,
he's just studs, man.
Yeah, they do a great job. They've done a great job with that DB group, you're right, and those guys specifically, Mark. Cam Lewis has only gotten better in his career. He's in his sixth year. He's only gotten better. And he showed yesterday why he's been in this league for so long, and the Bills are fortunate to have a guy like that who could do those things. Let's go to Bill in Toronto. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Sal. Love the show. I just want to make a comment. Like, I had the Bills game on the main TV, and I'm watching the Red Zone on my little laptop and everything, and I haven't watched football a long time, back when there was a 12-week schedule, and it's just, when I watch the games now, it just amazes me how physical the game is. And I'm really worried the NFL is going to ruin their own product. The NFL's become a game of attrition now. Like, the Bills are already down two or three main starters, and we're into week one. And it's all across the league, and they got to get more breaks for these guys so they can heal. Like, going from a game like that and expect them to go on a plane and go down and play another game in 3 days, it's ridiculous. And I think the NFL is going to pay for this because it kind of takes away from their overall product. We want to see the best players at the in their best shape. And I just hate the way the NFL runs it. The players are fantastic. It's an exciting game. Everybody loves football. But I just wonder what you think about the attrition, because that's basically
Is correct, and it's been something that's been for many years, not just now. But you're right; the bigger, faster, stronger players, even making it more so. They've tailored some rules to try and curtail some of that. We know that, especially the concussions and head. But your overall general point and your concern, Bill, is correct. However, I will point out, I just think it doesn't matter because people keep watching, right? As much as you think it's gonna, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. As much as it actually feels like what you say would happen. Look at all that. This is why it's on Thursday nights and Saturday nights and Sunday nights and Monday nights and Amazon and Peacock and YouTube. They're getting billions and billions of dollars because even though your concern is correct, that actually hasn't happened.
But Sal, the one thing, like, we've already lost Love as a quarterback. Aaron Rodgers lasted one game last year. I mean, it's true that there's only maybe four or five elite quarterbacks in the whole league. When you lose a quarterback like the Jets did last year, it's impossible to watch the games.
Yeah, but people still do, Bill. Maybe for you it is, but people are still watching.
No, I do too.
I know.
But it really does take away from it.
I get it. Listen, again, your concern is right. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I'm just telling you that the numbers, though, are that people keep watching, right? I mean, that's what they do. And that's why they keep making billions of dollars in these TV revenue. All right, let's move on. Let's go to Taylor. Hi, Taylor. You're on WGR.
Hey, Phil. How's it going, man?
Good, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, so just a couple quick points. I'm a 30-year-old Bills fan. I'm a millennial. I've always known the Bills as mediocrity, but finally, you know, it seems the past couple years Josh is pulling us out, but it seems like he really does have to be Superman on offense. And, like, I got to be honest, I was nervous about these wide receivers, but Shakir kind of, like, brought us back. Mac Hollins, I like the way that we're spreading the ball. I would like to use Ray Davis even more, but really with the defense, man, like, are we getting out of our time frame of, like, championship time? I mean, it seemed like before the season, everybody said that we're going to take a step back. And after watching the Cardinals put up that many points on our defense and how lackluster they looked, I mean, DeMar Hamlin starting, I got to be honest, like, me and all my friends, that's scary to us. After losing Poyer and Hyde, obviously that's a top tandem safety duo, but DeMar Hamlin, like, what? I don't know. I guess my question is, what are the chances of the Bills making, like, a big-name move on defense? Or
very little. Very, very little. That would cost a lot of money. They don't have that cap space to do that.
Okay.
So, and look, and your concerns are right. Of course, they lost good players. What you say about DeMar, a lot of people echoed that. But they didn't get beat for big plays down the field yesterday. They got nickeled and dimed, and zone defense was getting eaten up a little bit. There's no doubt. They also did button up and only allowed actually 20 points to the offense of the Arizona Cardinals after a 17-point surge early.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that second half,
right.
I don't know what happened, but they definitely turned it around. They limited that deep threat. I mean, it was total prevent at the end. Like, they kept everything short.
But yeah, I mean, no, but there's no doubt, Taylor. I mean, like, this is a transition year. And, you know, I don't know. I think next year, the offseason, that's the time to, when you talk about big name, you know, maybe the trade deadline, something happens. But, I mean, they're going to roll what they have here, and they're going to try and figure it out on the fly like they did after missing so many guys last year after the fifth week of the season. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Keep your phone calls rolling. When we come back, somebody just talked about Josh having to be Superman. I want to talk about that and the fourth down decision by Sean McDermott. A lot of you not agreeing with that. I'm in the same boat as you, but I'll explain, and we'll kind of get into that a little bit when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive and Catholic Health Monday Extra Point Show.
Williams blitzes, pumps, balls out, and it's recovered by Buffalo. The question is whether they deem it an incomplete pass. Dorian Williams on the football. It's Buffalo ball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.